said Jesus is still alive.
Amen. Jesus is still alive.
Hey. Glory! Hallelujah! I tell you, he's living. Praise God, he's living in his word. Amen. The word of God says he ever liveth.
Amen.
Praise God, ever liveth. Praise God.
Yes.
You know what else it says? He has the power of an endless life.
Amen.
Nobody can be compared to the Lord.
Amen.
Not another man.
Amen.
I was reading through this week and looking right back to them in eternity. From everlasting, it says.
Yes.
Till everlasting.
Amen.
And there were people saying that they're the same as Jesus. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's blasphemy to make a statement of God.
Yes.
There's nobody like the Lord.
Amen.
The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in the Lord. He was God in flesh.
Amen.
Amen. Wasn't born a sinner. That's the difference.
Amen.
Wasn't born a sinner.
Amen.
There's a big difference, isn't it? Everybody else was born a sinner.
Amen.
I don't care how good they are, they were born a sinner.
Yes.
Praise God. Oh, isn't the Lord good? Let us turn tonight to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I want to read verse 6 to verse 14, and I just want to take the word faith tonight. You know, Reinhard Bonnke, he said this about the gifts of the Spirit. He said, the gifts of the Spirit are not medals to be worn around your neck on a Sunday. He says, if you're a job to do, and you're going to do your job in the morning, and you need a saw, there's no point taking a hammer. And he said, if you need a hammer, there's no point taking a saw. And he says, God gives the gift needed at the time.
Right.
And he explained how he saw it in his own ministry in Africa. How God gives the gift. And he says, years ago in his church, they said he's got four gifts and somebody else has six gifts. And the pastor, the eighth, he was just one short. He's almost perfect. Punky said, what good was it? They're not medals to be worn around the neck. They're to be used.
Yes. Amen.
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 And the gifts.
That's right.
Gifts. That means the Lord gives you them.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
They're free.
Yes.
Amen.
They're God's gifts.
That's true.
Praise God.
Amen.
And if God gave you the gift of tongues 20 years ago, you still have it.
That's right.
And I don't care what gift the Lord give you, you still have it.
Amen.
You might need to stir it up or sir.
Amen. Yes.
He never took it away.
No.
It's there. As long as you're here. That gift's still here, praise God.
Amen.
I tell you, I believe we need to set out on a campaign preaching more than the gifts.
Yes.
But there's so much preaching against gifts, we need to preach for the gifts.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
How can we say we believe we're turned back
mm-hmm.
if we don't want gifts and we don't have gifts?
Yes.
We're
yes.
denying the very fact we're stating.
Yes.
God never takes away odds still. Amen.
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 Praise God, thank God. Let me read this tonight, I'm excited.
Amen.
Praise God. I saw a lot of things this week that disturbed me. Sorry I looked at them. And I'm talking about churches. I thought I'd have a wee look. Sorry I done it. Sorry I done it. I tell you, the stuff that's out there is unreal. It's worse than the church alone.
Mm-hmm.
Around the message movement, there's statements been made that's worse than the church alone. You heard me saying it. You didn't hear things. You heard it right.
Amen.
I tell you something. When we equate somebody else to our salvation other than Jesus,
mm-hmm.
what's the difference in that than equating the Virgin Mary?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. It's the same Spirit.
Yes.
I tell you something, Jesus done enough for me. Nobody saved me, only the Lord.
Amen.
Nobody else could
Amen.
Save me. And I can tell you, nobody could save you, only Jesus.
Amen.
And he needed no help.
He
done it alone.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
I tell you, when you hear people shouting and roaring, Brother John mentioned it 1 week, and it's true. They'll jump out of the chairs. No, I never seen the like of it. But when you preach the simple gospel, they're like mice.
Yes.
Something's wrong.
Amen.
There's another spirit at work.
Yes.
If you have the gift of discernment, you know there's another spirit at work. We want the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know the thing that blessed me most today? It was a wee man and a woman that I found on, was watching, is out working now, by the way, walking up and down the orchard, pruning the trees. talking to the Lord. I was down, you know, after seeing all that rubbish. Mm-hmm. Sorry I looked at. And I put this on. It was a man and a woman that were the last two survivors from the Sousa Street Revival. Mm-hmm. Straight away, the power of God was on it. The anointing was on it. There was an anointing on it that I had an affinity with. I wept when I heard it. Didn't weep when I saw wept the worst of. But there was an anointing in that. I had a correspondence with it. My spirit agreed with it. It was a witness. And I tell you something, that Brother Seymour, when a wrong spirit came in there, they asked this woman that was there, what did he do? And she said he stomped his foot on the floor like that. And if the wrong spirit continued, he would start praying. And she said, start praying, yes. And he said he would pray till the power of God fell. And the devil would have to leave.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Now I'm going to tell you something. If that happened in some places, there'd be a lot of empty chairs. I'm telling you.
That's right.
There's another spirit at work.
Yes, amen.
Definitely.
There's been an infiltration, not a manifestation. And there's no way what's going on will turn to power. It can't.
No, that's right. Amen.
It cannot, because it's not the Word of God.
Amen.
When William Branham talks about the mechanics, he's talking about this book here.
That's right. Amen.
And the Holy Ghost that's in this book. Amen. Not a spirit of some man. Praise God. Let's read this. I'm excited. You excited?
Amen.
Pray the Lord will help me.
Yes.
I don't want to get way late or anything, but just pray the Lord will help us. Praise God. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesy or by doctrine? And that wee woman said that she saw people, Chinese, heard the gospel in the Sousa Street on Russian. The people there preached them fluently in their languages, like the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
Now she said there was tongues as well, and interpretations and all them things. What was wonderful. And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distribution in sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harp? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? And I hold this for a moment. People are saying you don't need to understand it, just believe it anyhow. That's a lie. Because I've just read you what you says if you don't know it.
Amen.
That's a guess.
Amen.
And when God speaks to us through real tongues and brings an interpretation, that's so we know what was said. So if I preach something and say to you, believe me anyway, no matter why you know it or not, that's contrary to the Word of God.
Amen.
But people saying that, believe it anyhow. Amen.
Yes,
they
are. That's right.
We need to believe the Lord anyhow. Mm-hmm. God will make you to know it. Revelation means to know it. It's a contradiction to what some people say. They say faith's a revelation, then they say believe in anyhow. How can you if you hadn't have a revelation if it's true or not?
Yes.
I tell you, don't believe it if it's false. It's not in the Bible, I'm not believing it. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? So likewise ye accept ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood. How shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak in the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto you that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Verse 12, even so, ye, for as much as ye are seniors of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel the edifying of the church. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. So it's for the edifying of the church. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 9, just one verse. And I've just read that. This is really the key verse tonight when I want to talk about faith. Verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 12. For another faith by the same spirit, to another the gifts of healing, by the same spirit. If you read it, it continues to say the same spirit.
Yes.
Not another spirit.
Amen.
The same spirit. Let's bow our heads tonight. If you have a need, just lift your hand to the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening that we have a great privilege as the people of God, that we can come from thy footstool into thy very throne room and into thy very presence, because of the new and living way of the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the washing of the precious blood of the Lamb of God tonight. We thank you that that is your antidote for sin.
Amen.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we plead the merits of that blood over our lives afresh. Over everyone in this building tonight afresh, we plead the merits of the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We ask that the Holy Spirit come down this evening. Manifest yourself to us. Help us with your word. Anoint us to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Give your people faith. Meet their needs, Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.
Father, whatever the needs are tonight, I pray you'll meet them. I come against every demon power of hell in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask for the Spirit of life. That's your Spirit, Lord, to be manifested in our lives.
Yes.
Lord, if you're living in us and through us, Lord, that life more abundantly in Jesus Christ's name.
Yes.
Lord, this evening, give us clarity of speech. Help your people to grip your word, for your word is the strength, Lord, and the true foundation. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you most of all for Calvary.
Yes.
We thank you for the sacrifice that appeased the Holy God.
Yes.
And we thank you for the words you said, it is finished. And never to be reoffered. Once and for all. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost to help me. And I thank you that you do. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Just maybe see that. Praise God. I've just one thought I'm going to try and get over this evening. And I'm not going to be long. I tell you, the Lord's wonderful, isn't he? You know, there's one thing I've learned by preaching and over the years and everything, especially in Africa when I went and preached. If you want to see the power of God moving and people getting delivered, you need to mention the blood of Jesus plenty often. You can mention whatever you want, and the devil will not be disturbed. But when you start to uplift the name of Jesus and preach the name of Jesus, it'll disturb the devil. For he knows there's power and authority in that name. We were given the keys of the kingdom. He said to Peter, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And them keys is the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus Christ is the keys. And there's only one key that fits. There's no other key will match that key. It won't fit that key. Well, that key works, no other key will work. William Branham said, when the table went up, and he said in the name of the Holy Church, the name of the Trinity, and he named all the different things, the table floated in the air with the witchcraft. But when he said the name of Jesus Christ, he said it like to break the four legs off it, come down that hard. For there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. We can pray in his name. We can sing in his name. We baptize in his name. We're filled with the Holy Ghost in his name. Everything's in his name. All that we do in the name of the Lord. No other name. There's no other name should be mentioned in the same breath as the name of Jesus. It has the right to be. How many believes that tonight? I tell you, the name of Jesus is above every name. I was surprised when a great leading man, and I'm not going to mention his name, you can guess if you want. But he said he was saved by William Branham and by Jesus. I want to tell you that the Bible says there's one mediator between God and man. That's the man, Christ Jesus. Now, I know a minister could lead you to the Lord. And you could say, Brother Tom led me to the Lord, or Brother John, that's good. But it's Jesus that saves you. And only him. And if he didn't save you, you're still not saved. You're lost.
Amen.
I thank the Lord I'm saved because I believed on the Lord. The gift of faith is a wonderful gift that has been fully, you know, fully understood in some ways, but fear because of its general confused with ordinary faith. There is a gift of faith and there's ordinary faith. And the gift of faith is superior to ordinary faith. It's a gift. And I want to try and show you this gift of faith tonight. Here's a gift that's mighty for in its position in the category of spiritual manifestation, it comes behind no gift, the gift of faith. It's behind no other gift. When we read tonight the gift of faith, even in front of the gifts of healing, and it's in front of the gifts of working miracles, the gifts of faith, the gift of faith is in front of it. And I'm going to try and show you why tonight. The gift of faith. And the gift of faith is not your ordinary faith, but the gift of faith is what it says. It is a gift of faith. And God gives you. The gift of faith can be defined as faith imparted by the Spirit of God for protection in times of danger. That's what the gift of faith can do. The gift of faith is not just a gift of faith that does great things, but it's a gift that can protect you in the times of danger. For the divine provision, or it may include the ability or the importance of the blessing. So the gift of faith is someone that God can give you to protect you. The gift of faith is someone that God can give you to provide for you. And I want to use a couple of Bible examples tonight, and I'm not going to have any more 10 minutes, because I want us to pray. Amen. We had a great prayer meeting last week, and I want us to have another one tonight. Praise God. When you read Kings 17, verse 3 to 4, and remember how Elijah was fed by the ravens, God said to him, 1 Kings 17, verse 3 to 4, get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. Now he had the faith to believe that. But God spoke to him. And because God spoke to Elijah to do it, Elijah had that faith to do it. Elijah couldn't go on a shopping trip. Elijah was hiding himself. They were looking for him. He was hiding himself. And God said, I'll command the ravens to feed you. Now there might easily have been a doubt in his mind as to whether the ravens would actually feed him or not. These cavernous creatures generally spend all their time feeding themselves, apparently eating from morning to night. It's against their nature, it's against what's in them to do that. But God is over creation. And the Bible says God commanded the ravens to feed him. And he didn't start worrying at a certain time whether they're going to come or not, because the Word of God said he commanded them in the morning and he commanded them in the evening. God was going to be his provider. Now this is what I want to get you tonight. I'm going to show you two things. The first one is with this gift of faith. There's absolutely nothing he had to do. Nothing. He having to give God on.
Amen.
I don't want you to see this. God done it.
Amen.
He just believed it.
Right.
And because he had the gift of faith, he could believe it. And I tell you, when the gift of faith comes in you, you can believe for anything. When it looks absolutely impossible, you'll believe it. Because you know God told you. Whether it's a reason of the dead or casting out a devil, whether it's supernatural provision, God will do it. You might need £1,000, but if the gift of faith comes on you by the Spirit of God, the same as God spoke to that man Elijah, God will do it. And you'll have it. And you'll have to do nothing to get it.
That's right.
I want you to get that this evening. Not a thing. I've commanded the ravens to feed thee. So Elijah was to hide. With no other means of support, no friends to help, no opportunity to do a little shopping for himself. He was dependent upon Almighty God to send these birds to feed him. At first it must have been a great test of his faith. Elijah would be saying his prayers and hiding, waiting for his breakfast to come, for God had said in verse 6, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank water from the brook. God fed him on the best. Amen. I've seen it in all these modern diets. We cut out bread. But when you look at this Bible, there's a lot of bread in it. Amen. Everywhere you read, feast your bread, Elijah your bread. You know, isn't that right? And all the bread, you can preach a sermon on the bread because the bread represents Christ, the bread from heaven. Amen. It came down from heaven. So God supplied for him supernaturally. And whatever your need is tonight, if the Holy Spirit As your brother John often says, you won't have to paddle the bank. She'll go on her own.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
It's a gift of faith. Because it's God's gift and it's free and it's to you. What did Elijah do to be fed by the ravens? To exercise the faith which God had given him, what did he do? Nothing. You say, brother, that's a some message you're preaching. It is. It's the right one. Because I'm telling you, people are preaching today, stages of this, stages of that, stages of something else. You're not just where you should be yet, but if you climb our ladder.
Yes, that's it.
Climb up another stage.
Yes, amen.
And they give you a stage that there's no scripture for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, you don't have to climb one more ladder. All you have to do is sit there and God will do it.
Amen.
You say, is that right?
That's
right.
True.
God will do it.
That's true.
If God doesn't
do it,
it'll not be done.
That's right.
Amen. Who saved you?
Yes.
God did.
Amen.
You had nothing to do with it. It was all God.
Amen.
All you did was believe.
That's right.
God gave you the faith to be saved.
Yes.
For by grace through faith do you see it. That not of yourselves.
Yes.
It's a gift to God.
Amen.
I tell you, God's able to do it. Elijah never done a thing. Faith is a gift that enables one to believe God for the supernatural. So when this faith comes upon you, this faith, the Spirit of God gives you the faith to believe.
That's right.
It's the Spirit of God. You can't try and work that faith up.
No.
It's a gift from God.
Amen.
But when the gift of faith comes in somebody, they know it's going to happen.
That's right.
They're sure of it.
Amen.
Because it's God that's going to do it. And God cannot fail.
Amen.
What's it say in Hebrews? He can swear by no greater, so swear by himself by two immutable things in which it is absolutely impossible for God to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is a gift. Enables one to believe God to undertake in a supernatural way. Faith. Now, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
I preached about it. Because he would not stop praying to Almighty God. He wouldn't bow. There's a whole lot of people's bowing.
Yes.
And then there's others that won't bow.
That's right.
And I tell you, I never realized the importance of that message I preached a few weeks ago about a golden image. Till I seen some of the stuff that's going on.
Yes.
And it reaffirmed
Amen.
That there's a lot of worship of holy man and not Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, the Lord's not happy with it, you know.
No, he's not.
He is not happy with it. There's going to be a breakout of the breakout.
Amen.
And there has to be a coming out of the coming out.
That's right.
You say, brother, you've lost the plot.
No, you haven't.
All that say they're Jews are not Jews.
That's true.
But there's real Jews.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now listen, this there was the test. He must either stop praying or be cast into the lion's den. Some people stop praying. With no threat of the lion's den. They just stop praying.
Mm-hmm.
The devil wants God's people to stop praying.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'll tell you, prayer is the most important thing. The devil wants the prayer stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does he want the prayer stopped, there's preachers saying you don't need to pray no more.
Yes, you do.
They're saying all sorts of stuff today, but I can tell you, while you're in this flesh, you need to pray, I need to pray.
Yes.
The Lord help us. Consecrate our lives afresh every day.
Amen.
There was a test. Some, you know, they stopped even without any. Daniel opened the window to the east and prayed to Almighty God. And I showed you through the study of Daniel why he opened the window to the east. Because he knew the promise was left.
Yes.
Once more will I look to thy holy temple, Lord.
Right.
He knew it and he prayed to the east to God.
Yes.
He knew there was going to be help. And God did help.
Amen.
Praise God. As a result, he was thrown into the lion's den. What did Daniel do in the den? Nothing. Are you hearing me tonight?
No.
Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. What did he do in the lion's den? Nothing. He'd already prayed. Faith had dropped in his heart. He said, whether God, whether won't, I believe in anyhow. He had faith. tell you, that's faith. That's the gift of faith. Daniel had to do nothing. Sometimes we're not getting it because we're trying to do it. The Bible says when we cease from our own works,
Amen.
We enter into his rest.
Amen.
Now you know Paul's talking about the Holy Spirit. He's talking about, he said afterward, if there was another day, an eighth day, there's no eighth day, but it's a rest in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Well, you rest in the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God does it. For we can't do it, but he can do it.
Amen.
The Spirit of God can do it, because the anointing destroys the yokes. Hallelujah!
Amen.
By the anointing, the yoke is destroyed.
Amen.
Oh, praise God, glory to God.
Amen.
He did nothing, but God had given him faith. Faith so mighty that the lions couldn't touch him. There was a protection from danger.
Mm-hmm.
So Elijah was fed supernaturally because of that faith. And Daniel was protected because of that same faith.
Amen.
Doesn't the word of God say the angel will come about round about them that fear the Lord? Amen. It's the Lord that keeps us.
Amen.
Except the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. And what the Lord watches over his work. And watches over his word to perform it. Amen. There was protection from danger. You could ask, how does the gift differ from the working of miracles? Now that's a good question. How does that gift differ from the working of miracles? And I picked another man that we can look at, and that's Samson. Samson, you could say Samson, yes, because the power of God, the gift that came on Samson, used Samson. And the gift of working in miracles uses the person.
Yes.
And God used Samson to do the job. But Elijah and Daniel, with the gift of faith, weren't used in that way. They done nothing, God done.
Yes.
But when it came on Samson, he done it.
Amen.
Both are God.
Yes.
But one's a working of miracles and one's a gift of faith. Just an example.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a real one.
Yes.
Now look at this. You remember Samson when he's going down to arrange for his marriage. The Philistine young woman was met by a lamb. What did Samson do when the lamb sprang out of him? The Spirit of the Lord came mighty upon him. And we read at the start, tongues by the same Spirit.
Yes.
Prophesied by the same Spirit. So the Spirit that came on Samson is the same Spirit that protected Daniel, and the same Spirit that supplied for Elijah. It's the same Spirit, for there's only one Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What did Samson do when the lion sprang in? The Spirit of the Lord came mighty upon him, and he tore the lion as it had been a goat, and he flung his carcass by the wayside and went on his journey. That was a miracle. That was the working of miracles, in the contradiction to the experience of Daniel, who did not touch a beast. But they still were defeated, and he never put a hand on them. Isn't that wonderful? Now, if you don't put Samson in the den of lions, I believe they are coiling ribbons. I believe that. There's no problem with it at all. If Samson had been put into the den of lions, he'd have ripped them apart by the talons, because the gift, that's the way it worked in him.
Yes.
But in Daniel, the faith of God, he just stood there. God done it. He done nothing. So the Spirit of God can come on you. And you can work miracles. Or you can have the gift of faith where you believe it and God does it and you just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, I think that's wonderful.
Yes.
Praise God. He could have told them in ribbons. Daniel and Elijah have nothing to do but trust Almighty God. Give them. It was the mighty faith sustained that brought into operation the powers of the world to come. The word of God says it. Hebrews 11 verse 3. Through faith we understand that worlds were framed by the word of God. So the things which are seen were not made of things that do appear. From nothing God done it. He spoke and it happened. Spoken words the original seed.
Amen.
Amen. Now when people say that can't happen again, that's a lie. Do you know how I know it's a lie?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to tell you this evening. If God done something once, he can do it again, because he's unchanging.
That's right, amen.
Amen? You said, well, he mightn't do it with that person. He's a respecter of no persons.
Amen.
Of no persons.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot put God in a wee box and say, oh, Lord, you've done it one time, you'll never do it again. You can't do that. God will do it whenever he wants.
Amen.
choose whomever he wants.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
There's hope for every one of us.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Praise God.
With Daniel, God sent the angel to stop the lamb's mouth. That's the gift of faith. God doing the work for you.
Amen.
The work in America is God doing the work through you. So if God sends his angel to do anything for you, then you have to, the gift of faith. The gift of faith is unlimited. It can call on omnipotent power. If you have faith to require help, the gift of faith can do anything because God is doing it. So we can pray tonight and ask God for that faith to move in some way. And believe God will do it. God can give you that gift. Now you say, but brother, where would I get faith? You really have it. You said, what? Yes, you have a measure of faith.
That's right.
Because the Bible says in Romans to every one of us is given a measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Now this gift of faith is greater than just a measure. But still alone, the Bible says if you have just a little bit of faith, it's a grain of mustard seed, you can move a mountain.
That's right, amen.
Amen. So we've got something to work with.
Amen.
Yes.
And I tell you, we're working with a big God.
God.
Amen.
The devil's small, but God's big.
Amen.
Is not Wigglesworth saying? Or F.F. Bosworth, he said, the devil's as big as you make him.
That's right.
And he said, God's as big as you make him. And I'll tell you what, God's big.
Amen.
The word of God says the heavens can't contain God. And the clouds are with the dust of his feet. That's how big my God is.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Matthew 26, verse 53 says, thinkest thou that I can now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 10 legions of angels? That was what Jesus said on the cross. He could have come to the cross if he'd have wanted. Billy, somebody said if he had blinked his eye, there came multitude of angels. But he stayed on the cross that we'd be saved.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He endured.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith can expect the help of heaven's legions of angels if required. God can send an angel.
Right.
God can send a legion of angels if required.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done it before, he'll do it again. There's a saving faith. If we believe that Jesus Christ died upon the cross, that faith cleanses us from sin. He was raised for our justification. We believe that he ascended to the heaven to plead for us before the Father, and it brings gratitude to the heart. That faith changes a person, and that is saving faith. Acts 16, verse 31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Saving faith! Saving faith would never come in you to believe when somebody asks for salvation. Saving faith accompanies the word of God by the Spirit of God. It'll bring you to Jesus Christ, nothing else.
Amen.
That's not saving faith. If it does, it's some other gimmick. Ephesians 2, verse 8 says, for by grace you are saved through faith. And that's not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. So the fact that you're saved, you've already had a gift. You never worked to get saved.
No.
You never decided I had to come good and get saved.
No.
God took you in your horrible,
yes,
filthy state.
Amen.
And he dealt with me as well.
Yes. Amen.
He took us how we were.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God dropped within us. And we already had him. The Spirit already came on us to get us saved. You know that?
Yes.
Now, not talking about the baptism, but the Spirit had to move you to get you saved.
Amen.
Right.
Now there's a baptism after that. We know that. Filling, but the Spirit of God already come on you. When people say the Spirit's never come on me, that's not true. No one can come to me except my Father draw them. It's the Spirit of God that draws men to get saved.
Right.
And then by faith do you see it through faith, not yourself. You've done nothing to get it. And Daniel done nothing to stop them lads. He was praying all right, but God done it. Elijah done nothing to make them birds feed him. God done it. You say, how am I getting out of my problem? Where's your answer tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
Believe God.
Right.
Pray for the gift of faith.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, that God would grant. There's also the fruit of faith. 1 Timothy 6:11, and I'm almost finished. Be thy own man of God. Flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith. So faith is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Love, patience, meekness.
Amen.
The more fruit you bear on the God in the Spirit,
mm-hmm,
the more you believe. Amen. Faith. It is the fruit of the Spirit to believe and to keep on believing more and more. Then there's a gift of faith. This remarkable gift brings into operation the power of the Word to come. It causes God to work for you, and not merely through you. So God, not just working through you, but for you. There's a difference. God can work through you, but what about God working for you? That you sit in that chair and watch God do it. Isn't that something? Is that Daniel sat down in the giant's lair? I don't believe Daniel sat in there shivering and quaking. I believe in faith. But he sat there and watched God do it. And Elijah sat back in that brook. And them birds there, they came in with the bread and the food for him, and he ate it. And he drank the water morning and evening, fresh, twice.
Amen.
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 He done nothing, he just watched it.
That's
right. So don't be too concerned, what am I going to do? You're going to do absolutely nothing. God will do it for you.
Amen.
Just have faith.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
What if we have a situation we can't change? We just believe, and God can give us faith. No matter what the doctor says, no matter what the bank says, God's going to do it.
Amen.
God will do it. Just believe God. Isaiah 2:22 says this is the recipe for trusting men. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein he is to be accounted of. See, man's only for a time. When the breath goes out of man, he's finished. I don't care who he is.
Amen.
Right. But Jesus Christ alive.
All right. Amen. Amen.
He's living tonight.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Man will feel, the breath will go from him, but Almighty God cannot and will not feel. Hallelujah. The Lord will not feel us tonight. How many times can you go over your life like a book when you had a need and God met it? You couldn't do it. You might have worked and tried to get the money and you could have fell short, but God met your need. That's the power of God. That's faith in God. What about people getting saved? I tell you, I heard people, oh, they'll never get saved. Why?
Right.
Well, they've done this. What about ourselves?
True.
We could never mark up brighter stars than somebody else. We couldn't do it. If the Bible says all of us were like filthy rags, all of us, all our righteousness was filthy rags before God.
Yes.
We're not coming on a works program tonight.
No.
We're not going to go on a rapture because of a works program either.
No.
When you get the seed of the Holy Ghost, you're in it. The Word of God says in Ephesians, whereby you're seated by the Holy Spirit, unto the day of redemption. Unto the day of redemption. Nothing if somebody comes with a new bright idea.
No.
Now, brother, if you follow him or see this, you'll get in. What's the Bible say? This is God's Word. Holy, infallible, unchangeable, living Word of the living God. Let us come and pray tonight, whatever your situation is.
Amen.
I want you to be encouraged. I feel strong distress, to stress it. Elijah done nothing. God done it for him.
Amen.
Imagine saying to somebody, brother, you have nothing to do. God's going to do it for you. That's a word from the Lord tonight. Are you hearing me in this service? I believe that's what God's saying tonight. I believe it. I've showed it from the Word of God.
Yes.
I believe the Spirit of God stressing, you've nothing to do. God will do it for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
For your wonderful truths. Lord, we can go into this Bible and look at Elijah and Daniel and all these wonderful men of God. Lord, the Word of God says that we're like subject to patience as we are. But when they pray earnestly, they heard from heaven. Lord, this evening we're asking for a mighty move of the Spirit of Almighty God on every situation that people's praying for tonight. Lord, let that gift of faith come on the scene. By that same Spirit that raised you from the dead. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thy beloved Son, I pray you'll change the situation around. Lord, if you'll do the supernatural, may we be watch God at work. Lord, help us to watch you. For as we watch one another, nothing will ever happen. But we want to be watching you. Lord, I believe there's a man here tonight that can turn on the light. I believe you're in this room tonight, Lord. You're closer than the breath we breathe. I thank you that you're unchanging. I thank you you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You said, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. Lord, your word remains the same, it's our foundation. We have a sure foundation tonight. Lord, we're glad you saved us. We thank you that you saved us. Lord, we could never save ourselves. We were lost without you. But you saved us. You delivered us. You granted us the faith to believe. And you saved us, Lord. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit. For the wonderful blessing of the mighty Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, pour the Holy Spirit out in this very room tonight. Baptize men and women in this house. Lord, come down amongst us in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Oh God, transform our means. Make them to be like the upper room, Lord. Like the day of Pentecost. Come on and see, Lord. That the Holy Ghost will work. That the Holy Ghost will move, Lord. Oh Father, fill your people again. Bless them, touch them. Heal them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, I come against asthmatic devils. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. I come against diabetic devils. I rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for a manifestation of the healing miracle power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, your ministry's not changed. Your power's not changed. Your presence's not changed. You remain the same, Lord Jesus. Stir up the gifts within your own people. Cause, Lord, the loosing of your anointed, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Oh, Lord, we invite you to come in this room in a special way. Walk in this place tonight. Come down tonight, Lord, and visit with us. Change the lives of our children. Change the lives of the mother, of the father, of the boy, of the girl. Let the power of God go upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Upon our brothers or sisters are not saved yet. Oh God, speak to them this evening. Move them this night, I pray. We send your word upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, for those that need a healing miracle tonight, that's on our hearts. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you'll send your word this evening and you'll deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, take away our own ideas.
Yes.
Our own reasoning.
Yes.
Lord, it's wound hand stubble. Help us to be in tune with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Fill me your spirit, Lord. And in tune with heaven. In the name of Jesus. Lord, strengthen your people tonight. Encourage my brother. Encourage my sister. Bless every boy, every girl. In the name of Jesus Christ this evening. Do your people good in this house tonight. Lift the spirit of depression. I command them to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, the devil's a liar. I thank you, Lord, that you're the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Bless your people now. Bring upon us a spirit of prayer, an intercession, and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, we'll give you the praise and we'll give you the glory in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Let's continue to pray. Praise God.